The Mystery of the Lost Lenore, Part 75. For the first few hours after our entrance into the city, we all sort of wandered around on our own, poking through the overgrowth of weeds and shrubbery, looking at the crumbling stone piles underneath. Some of the buildings were still more or less intact, and we walked through these, checking out empty room after empty room. Well, I say empty because they were empty of the sorts of things that one expects to find in a room, but in actuality they were full of all sorts of things. They all had flora in abundance, and many of them had considerable fauna of the small, scurrying variety. The population of Lenore seemed to be made up almost entirely of lizards, snakes, spiders, and rats. Oh boy. It is hard to tell, at least it is for me, the difference between different crumbling stone structures. As I wandered through the ruined city, in and out of the various buildings, I couldn't tell you which was a temple, which an armory, which a bake shop, and which a whorehouse. But this task was made even more difficult in Lenore. All the buildings seemed to be more or less rectangular stone structures, about 20 feet, or 6 meters if you prefer, long, and 10 feet wide, or say 3 meters. They all had a single door in the front, and another at the back. I couldn't have told you very much about the ancient Lenorans at that point, but I could have told you this. They did not seem to have wild imaginations when it came to designing buildings. Except for variations in the patterns of decay, they were all, as far as I could see, identical. It seemed to me that Lenore was a sort of ancient tropical Levittown, some kind of planned development, laid out very much like a modern subdivision. They seemed to have all been built around the same time by the same folks. Otherwise, why were all the structures identical? At some point in the distant past, someone had decided to build a city here, and then, against all odds, they had done so. They must have had their reasons, but they were difficult to see. Lenore sat in a low valley near no significant geographical features. There was no river, no mineral deposits that were at all visible, no hill or high piece of ground vital for defense, nothing. There was, ostensibly, no reason for the place to exist. It was a mystery.